Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Have a great visit with our good friend Cam Fine. Camden Fine is the president and the CEO of the Independent Community Bankers of America. ICBA.org is their website. Folks, check it out. Please do yourself a favor. You'll thank me later. If you don't have a relationship with an independent community banker, and there, I promise you, if you swing a cat in small town America, in Main Street America, you're going to hit an independent banker somewhere, and because there are a lot of them out there. But and we want to keep it that way too, folks. We want a lot of them. We want them competing against each other. But please do yourself a favor and build a relationship with an independent community bank in your area, and you'll thank me later. Cam, thanks again for being part of our day. Thanks for being part of our brain trust. Thanks for all the work that you're doing directly. I consider the work that you do at ICBA not to be indirect support for small business, but direct support for small business.
Yes, because community banks are small business lenders. That's at the heart of their business model, individual customers, individual small Main Street businesses. When I ran my bank in Missouri, you know, I had the local flower shop, I had the small engine repair dealer, I had the local implement dealer and the local hardware store and so forth. So that was my business.
Yeah, and folks, that what he just described to you aggregates to over half of the U.S. economy. You know, when he says it like that, it sounds like, oh, well, okay, you know, a few little backwater mom and pops, right? But folks, in the aggregate, it's more than half of the jobs, more than half, most of the new jobs, and more than half of the U.S. GDP from all those little companies like that who are supported by those independent banks. Cam, talk to us about what you see going forward in the economy. What's going up? What do you think is going to happen in the next year? Are we moving in a positive direction or not?
Well, Jim, we're trying to move in a positive direction. There are some hopeful signs here and there. Some lending has picked up in several areas nationwide, although there are some areas that are lagging behind. But there are tremendous headwinds, and those headwinds to a prosperous economy are totally generated by this government burdens. The government is in the way, and if they get out of the way, all these small businesses and my small member banks would just be thriving. And they're doing their best. They are moving ahead, and they're doing the best they can, and they are making progress. But it's harder than it has to be,
isn't it?
Much harder. It's like they're pushing against a 50-mile-an-hour wind or something, you know? And you know, God bless them. It is a tribute to the resilience of small businesses and small banks that they're doing as well as they are against, and it's their own government that's pushing them down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing the things that are going on. Small business owners are seeing it right now, the regulations that are being forced on us that are unnecessary. If the government, I'll tell you, somebody asked me the other day, what would be one of the biggest, if somebody said, what would be, if we gave you one law, one thing you could do that had to stick, what would it be? And I said, I would make every regulation be sunset in every 5 years. That every 5 years, every regulation had to be re-ratified and proven to be justified and needed again, or it went away and nobody had to comply with it anymore. Every 5 years. What do you think?
That would be a terrific idea. That would be terrific. And another idea would be, I think every person that issues regulations over small businesses or small banks or an economic sector must have worked in that sector, a real world, so they know what the hell they're doing when they're issuing that regulation on somebody.
And see, that's what I'm calling the McGovern rule, Remember McGovern?
Yes,
The big liberal from Minnesota, as I remember, back in the 70s, one of the biggest liberal lines in the Congress, and he later retired and operated a bed and breakfast, and he said, "If I had known how it was like this, I would have changed. I would have voted some of the ways I voted."
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, Cam, I got to go. Thanks for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work. Well, I'm proud of what you guys are doing at the Independent Community Banks.
Thanks so much, Jim. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Cam Fine.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, ICBA.org. Check that out. And please do yourself a favor and start doing business with an independent community banker. I promise you will thank me later. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.